Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, already the 6th day of March, 2015. Yesterday, Lord Rothschild warned investors of most dangerous geopolitical situations since World War II. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts headlined today at InfoWars.com, "Crazed Washington drives the world to final war. It's probably too late to stop the war." You dovetail that with Alan Greenspan's latest statement. Mainstream financial experts recommend, quote, take out a loan and invest in the stock market. And that ties into a new report with Alan Greenspan warned stocks are without a doubt extremely overvalued. We've got intensifying information on the whole Hillary Clinton email flap report. Boehner cut deal with Nancy Pelosi to use Netanyahu's speech as cover. I knew that was a distraction to fund Obama's executive amnesty. We'll talk about the lone wolf dictator president. That's what Andrew Napolitano calls him. All this and more coming up. But first, here's a Leanne McAdoo report from InfoWars Nightly News on Google and some of the latest hacking.
So one of the big things that you're probably going to be seeing coming out of South by Southwest is how technology is doing away with those pesky passwords. And, of course, biometrics is being hailed as the best, less hackable alternative. But there's just one problem with that. Every single time they roll out a new biometric security measure, it's bypassed with a really easy technique.
For instance, eye scanning authentication can be skirted by simply printing a high-res photo found in a Google search. Security researcher Jan Starberg-Chrysler from the Chaos Computer Club tells Forbes how this kind of attack is possible. The best targets are bright eyes because iris recognition systems work with infrared light. Also, only 75% of a target's iris needs to be visible in photos, and an iris diameter of only 75 pixels is necessary to be printed out with a resolution of 1200 DPI. And believe it or not, this can all be easily attained with readily available printers. Now, Starberg has already proven how easy a biometric hack can take place. In December, he showed off a clone of a thumbprint of the German defense minister Ursula von der Leyen, and he was able to create this fake print using photos of the politician's hand.
Now, unlike a fingerprint attack where it is necessary to create a proper clone, Chrysler claims that all that's needed to hack iris recognition is this printed out photograph.
Now, you can imagine how easily a brazen hacker could target biometrics, considering just how many high-res photos are on the internet. And this technology is already everywhere. Iris scanners are being rolled out just to customize your order at Pizza Hut.
Have a nice meal, guys.
And forget about being a sophisticated hacker. You just need to be a scorned lover to get past biometrics.
So I pulled out my phone and I had several things confirming that he was, you know,
stepping. How'd you get that?
He just got drunk and passed out one night, and I did the little fingerprint on the phone, and, you know, I put his hand on the phone.
So you're a fed.
So using your thumbprint to unlock your phone might just be a little bit too convenient for those crazy ex-girlfriends.
Now, we've shown you just how easily your credit card information can be siphoned off. So in this case, biometrics are better than passwords, but they're not bulletproof. A whole new era of biometric security is being rolled out, from your heart rate, your gait, veins, even the way you hold your phone. These are all attributes that are unique to you being researched for identity confirmation.
Before rolling out the brave new world of biometrics, researchers need to ensure that they are not creating a false sense of security that's actually leaving us vulnerable to a whole new criminal level of identity theft.
We're broadcasting worldwide on this Friday edition. I'll be back this Sunday, of course, I should add, 4 to 6 p.m. Central as well. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central weeknights. InfoWars.com is the place to find it all. When we come back, we're launching into a huge plethora of key information. Stay with us.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The fall of Hillary Clinton could be at hand.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
When you raise the debt ceiling, it doesn't raise the debt, according to the great sage Barack Hussein Obama. But NBC News reports, U.S. hits debt limit on March 16th. Needs to be raised. ASAP is where maneuvered towards absolute bankruptcy by the globalists, as they've done to hundreds of other countries in the last 200 years. The British Empire model of domination and control deployed against once free nations. And again, it's not even the British doing it. It's the British model of Rothschildian domination. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on this syndicated radio broadcast. We have a former well-known CIA officer joining us, who's retired, Mr. Steele, who ran operations all over the Middle East. He'll be able to speak specifically to what we see happening with ISIS and the proxy war with Iran and what he thinks of Netanyahu's speech. We'll also look at election reform in this country and election 2016 coming up, and a lot more with our guest. And we will also be taking your phone calls. Again, Robert David Steele, former Marine, CIA case officer, U.S. spy hacker, CEO of Open Source Solutions Network, will be joining us coming up in the second hour today. And we'll also open the phones up for questions for Mr. Steele in the second half of that interview. He's a really good guy who's aware of what's going on. We'll also get his take on any of the latest false flag developments that he's been tracking. We've got John Boehner, now caught red-handed, cutting a deal with Nancy Pelosi to use Netanyahu's speech as cover to fund Obama's executive amnesty. That same day, they sent the legislation to the president unchanged from what Obama wanted, giving him a blank check, just like Obamacare is a blank check. The gun-grabbing and bullet-banning garbage is a blank check. Congress is letting Obama operate and act like a dictator. And we've got an article at LouRockwell.com posted at Infowars.com by Andrew Napolitano that's very important, Judge Napolitano. A lone wolf president. When the president effectively writes the laws, Congress is effectively neutered. Well, that's right. And the Congress is self-neutering itself. Self-neuteration, I guess, not self-mutilation, is the word here, but they're dragging us all along with them as that goes. We'll be breaking that down. The Hillary Clinton situation heats up into high gear, but what's really behind the move to finally destroy Hillary Rodham Clinton? I'll give you my breakdown in a moment and cover the different developments. I will certainly enjoy warming my hands and my posterior as well to the glowing funeral pyre of her criminal political dynasty. And it signals curtains for Jeb Bush as well. This is not just a maneuver between the Bush-Clinton crime syndicate take out Hillary as a rival. This is a larger repudiation of old figureheads by an establishment desperate for new faces to deceive the public into the future. But I'll give you my full breakdown on that in a moment. We'll also spend a lot of time on this. This new GOP bill would completely gut the FCC's net neutrality rules, the Washington Post. That's what they say. Of course, I don't believe a word the Washington Post says when it gets into actual legislation. Another one out of Ars Technica, Republicans, Internet Freedom Act, would wipe out net neutrality. Here is a Slashdot headline, House Republicans roll out legislation to overturn new net neutrality rules, Internet Freedom Act, for consideration in the House. Congresswoman, backed by AT&T Comcast, introduces bill to kill net neutrality. So I thought, hey, why don't we just actually get the bill? Instead of just listening to what the Washington Post says or listening to what Ars Technica says. And I've read over the bill. It's a very short bill. And I'm going to give you my take on it coming up. But I'll say this, you have to overturn what the FCC has done because they can't legislate from a federal agency. That's what you have a legislature, a Congress, or a state house for. This is all part of this dictatorial avalanche that we see accelerating. The way this bill's written, it does protect the Internet from the FCC power grab that is undoubtedly a takeover and funded by a bunch of big corporations. The problem is the way this is written, it could also be interpreted as to let telecoms get around net neutrality. So see, we're getting sliced up from both angles here. You got a bunch of special interests fighting like pirates on the deck of a ship, every man for themselves, to seize control of the Internet and then take advantage of having the regulatory catbird seat. So the Republicans leadership want to gut the Internet and take it over. The Democrat leadership wants to gut the Internet and take it over. And there's different ways to skin a cat, different ways to pluck a goose, different ways to slit a throat, different ways to burn down free speech. The truth is, leave the consumers in with boycotts. Antitrust laws are on the books, which aren't enforced for the last 30 years. We need antitrust enforcement in this country. The consumerists and others act like, oh, we had our precious thing to protect the Internet, which they still won't release, which didn't originate out of the legislative body. See, I said I'd cover this. I'm going to cover it when I have covered some other news, and I'm going to read the bill on air. Instead of just hear what they say, we're going to read the bill. The bill is better than what the FCC did because it comes out of the legislature, A. B, overall, it looks like a pretty fair, good bill that would protect the Internet, but it's got some language that is not as good as what we had, no regulation, just a week ago. So, see, I don't trust the snout, the proboscis, the strip mining nozzle of government being involved in the Internet in any way. So that's the big issue there, and they've got all these fools to fight with each other on both sides of the debate, not realizing the whole thing is a fake debate. Government worldwide wants to control the Internet because government is low in the polls, the lowest it's ever been since we've had polls the last 200 years, and across the world, not just here in the U.S., and mainstream media is collapsing and then collapsing again. Kind of like a sun will swell up and become a red giant for a while but not put off a lot of heat, and then it'll kind of implode into a white dwarf or a black dwarf or a red dwarf, depending on what type of gases it's mainly made up out of. And then finally, it just dies sometimes into a gas giant or into a gaseous remnant, or sometimes it explodes. You have a nova or supernova. And so you just keep seeing mainstream media collapse, 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 collapse in on itself. Is it going to go nova, supernova, and blow up? Supporting incredibly horrible totalitarian policies in an attempt to maintain hegemon, and in the process blow up peace and freedom by backing tyranny? Or will you just admit that you screwed up and do like a lot of mainstream journalists that have been censored, just go start your own operation? You end up being more successful, reaching more people, and in a lot of cases making more money on your own than working for these big establishment systems. But instead, mainstream media across the gambit, across the field, is lining up to support censorship as if that's ever going to resurrect you. You know, I like to say it because it's true. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't put mainstream, lying, deceiving media back together again. Even if you start telling the truth now, you are so discredited, you are so known to be frauds that no one is coming back to you. And the model of how you're designed and how you're built can't compete in the future, regardless. So you had a chance to have the Internet empower journalism. Instead, you have just continued doubling and tripling and quadrupling down with new lies for old, and so you're discredited. The question is, what will these cornered miscreants do now? Well, they're calling to shut down their competition. That's what Media Matters and others are calling for. They're calling for going after anybody that's not a collectivist. And you've got the Republican leadership backing open borders and amnesty. You've got the Republican leadership backing this FCC power grab so that they can deny it. You've got good grassroots Republicans meaning well, bringing forward a bill that is much better than what Obama and the Republican leadership have done, and it's being decried by the establishment publications as a horrible power grab. And, of course, Comcast, who's been a villain in all this and wants to destroy net neutrality for their own aims, of course they're backing this because this takes them out of the regulatory hegemon, the regulatory umbrella, the regulatory universe of the FCC. But we don't want the FCC over the Internet. And we don't want Comcast either. But the language isn't in here, from what I've read, to empower Comcast. So, again, it's a delicate issue. We wouldn't need this bill if we didn't have the FCC power grabbing right now. So that's where I stand on that. I'll detail it more coming up. The really big news we'll cover first when we return. Alan Greenspan warns stocks are without a doubt extremely overvalued. Annual rate of increase in entitlements of 9% per year. That dovetails with Lord Rothschild yesterday warns investors of the most dangerous geopolitical situation since World War II. That's all up on Infowars.com. And meanwhile, feminism is being pushed as a way to just demonize any normal human activity and declare normal human activity mentally ill and deranged. Eating three meals a day declared racist by Mother Jones Magazine. Dogmatic adherence to mealtime is anti-science and racist. Close quote. Stay with us.
You hear about it every day. Another shooting where innocent people lose their lives. The best insurance is being prepared. Give your loved ones the safety they deserve with a bulletproof backpack. Independently tested to withstand a .357 and multiple other calibers. Perfect for students, commuters, anyone. Shield yourself and your family. Call 8445-BULLET. That's 8445-BULLET. Or see the proof at bulletproofbp.com. Bulletproofbp.com. We've got your back.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Islamic State bulldozes ancient Assyrian site in Iraq. Some of the most ancient statues and ruins in the world, and the United Nations UNESCO has called it a war crime. You know what? I don't like archaeological sites being destroyed, but I think the war crimes, the Christians getting killed by the hundreds of thousands and the non-radical Muslims and our government funding and financing it, anybody who thinks we're safe and aren't in the hands of total criminals, just understand our government's involved in that. Unprecedented evil. There were huge congressional hearings. People got in big trouble when the U.S. backed Saddam nerve-gassing the Kurds. That was a few thousand people. Now it's just Katie bar the door, go wild, anything goes, incredibly immoral. I want to open the phones up on this Friday edition specifically on what do we do about the presidency becoming a dictatorship officially. I mean, it's Andrew Napolitano, it's the head of the NRA, Wayne LaPierre, it's Jonathan Turley, a liberal constitutional law professor. Obama is a dictator now. Again, doesn't mean he's going to stay in office. It means he's setting the precedent that if you can get elected, you can be dictatorial, no checks and balances. And what do we do about the Republican leadership backing it? Well, we back the Republican and Democratic freshmen that have been fighting some of the tyranny, mainly Republican. And we make a run at Boehner, who's just a horrible best buddies with Obama and is the reason that we elected all these Tea Party people and they can't get anything done because the committee chairman system, again, dictatorial, centralized, autocratic, authoritarian, despotic, is blocking it. It's outrageous. They're shutting down a coal power plant, the newer ones, every week. Power prices just go up and up and up and up and up. We can't even compete and produce cheap electricity so factories can be here, for heaven's sakes. China opens three a week. Right there is high treason. Foreign enemies couldn't do this to us, okay? I mean, we are just being annihilated, for heaven's sakes. They don't teach reading, writing, and arithmetic in public school. They teach now, call it polyannery. What's it called? I saw it in the news just a minute ago, where three people marry. Three men, three women, three whatever. Next, it's marry your dog. It's all about weirdness. You've got a right to have the government pay for a sex change. But you do not have the right to not have foreign banks sign you on to 2,000 quadrillion and start training the military for martial law. I mean, this is, we're all being screwed over right now, and we're busy having Michelle Obama say, don't say the word bossy, it refers to women, when she's being a big bossy control freak who tells school kids nationwide, dictatorially, what they're supposed to eat. We're not in a free republic anymore, and the last vestiges of it are being flushed down the toilet by a bunch of crazy, aberrant control freak scumbags. So, what do we do about it? What are you doing about it? I want to hear from you. And what do you think the next shoe to drop is with all this out-of-control orgy of power grabbing by these bug-eyed nuts? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Then I got this news. Every time Greenspan starts talking like this, get ready for the 2007-2008 bubble burst. This bubble now is much bigger, much nastier. Even though I don't like the bubble and like fiat currency, I don't want it to bust. I don't want to see people not having money and not doing well after we've been maneuvered into this fake fiat economy, living off foreign goods, breaking the back of the American people so they can basically humiliate us and make us dependent on them and take our pride and decency away from us. I just can't believe how really evil the globalists are. I mean, they really are trash. Dovetailed with U.S. debt limit to hit in 10 days. Can we queue up for the next segment, Obama saying raising the debt doesn't raise it? I think it's that everything's awesome clip, or it's the one with all his lies. Not all his lies. We need a new Obama tape that's just all the lies. I mean, I know it would take 10 hours, but maybe the top 20 or something. Alan Greenspan warned stocks are without a doubt extremely overvalued. Really? You think so at 18,000? Why has the stock market doubled just the last few years? Because of fiat currency chasing it. It's a bubble. Annual rate of increase in entitlements of 9% per year. People send me emails going, man, don't talk bad about it. Sure, it's a bubble, but it's all we got. And what, do you want it to collapse? No, I don't want it to collapse. But we've got to be more than a one-crop economy of fiat paper, or when stuff goes belly up, which it will historically. You think the Depression was bad with most of the public self-sufficient? It's going to look like Dawn of the Dead out there. the elite, and that's in our article from yesterday, are building secret airstrips and stuff in the middle of the Arctic and Australia and stuff. I was told by billionaires and people 5-6 years ago, buddy, if you're smart, get out. The elite are hanging off helicopter skids to get out of here, like it's Saigon, 1975, telling you and me everything's fine.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheeben. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockitPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockitPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockitPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockitPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com. Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. Somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just about pay today. Got me your pocket full of change.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Said I just got paid today.
Headline up on Infowars.com. It's a Darren McGreen special report from last night's Nightly News. Mr. Burns declares war. And if you're not watching us, you don't get the fact that Lord Rothschild is a spinning image of Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, who's always saying, Smithers. I'll never even really watch The Simpsons. My mom really likes them. When I do watch it, it's funny, but there's a lot of programming in there. Like, men are idiots, men are morons. Every dad on a Fox show for 30 years since Married with Children is just a complete buffoon. That's all financed, just like the current
attorney general, back when he was deputy attorney general 20-something years ago, said, we got to literally brainwash the public. Well, these are the messages. And when you see every show where the father's a moron, and every show where gun owners are racist, and every show where women are the boss, you're seeing globalist conditioning. Meanwhile, a record number, 56,023,000 women are not in the labor force. And women in every major study are the biggest sex objects they've ever been. And most women say that they, in studies, are not happy with the way their lives are going. Well, that's because the government wrote the script for you, Cupcake. And men aren't happy as well, unless they're busy watching one of their favorite football shows. But I want to go to your phone calls, Jason, Matthew, Brian, Paul, Kevin, and others, on this whole move toward dictatorial power. Now it's just out in the open. It's not Alex Jones saying we're devolving and degenerating and rotting and sinking and collapsing and festering into a stinking heap of dictatorial swarminess with gaggles of sycophantic pomps becoming their own little local viceroys to oppress and dabble in control freak dreams. It's the establishment. We're technocrats now. Why? The EU appoints presidents and prime ministers now. And we'll do it in America, too. Ha, 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 ha. And Goldman Sachs will fund both Jeb Bush and Hillary. Or will you? We'll talk about the fall of Hillary Clinton coming up, but I do want to go to your phone calls. But since I mentioned what Alan Greenspan and Norm Rothschild are saying, I thought I'd play a brief report, a brief snippet from last night's InfoWars Nightly News, hosted by our anchor, Darren McBreen.
Now, speaking of arming our enemies, Lord Rothschild is warning investors that we are about to embark on the most dangerous geopolitical time since World War II. Well, he should know, after all, his family funded most every war since the Napoleonic Wars. Lord Jacob Rothschild, whose business associates include weasels like Warren Buffett and Henry Kissinger, he blamed the dangerous climate on chaos and extremism in the Middle East, Russian aggression and expansion, and a weakened Europe threatened by horrendous unemployment. So that is a very scary thought coming from this guy. And if you're not familiar with the history of the Rothschild family, I suggest you look into it. I mean, these guys are worth a lot of money. The Rothschild family is worth $500 trillion, and they own nearly every central bank in the world. They've financed both sides of basically every war since Napoleon. The Rothschilds, they own your news, the media, your oil, and your government. Most of you don't even know who this evil bastard is. And I also found out something else very disturbing about Lord Rothschild. He looks like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. I mean, the resemblance is obvious. The only difference is Mr. Burns is about as harmless as a Boy Scout or Mother Teresa in comparison. What a douche.
Smithers, let's start World War III.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. The InfoWars Nightly News will return right after this. When we come back, we have two very powerful reports, one from Leanne McAdoo, the other from John Bound. And I'm going to sit down and talk to a biblical scholar. We're going to talk about the emergence of implantable microchips. Is the mark of the beast coming up? That's coming up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
I don't think it's coming up. I think it's pretty much arrived. That's what his report shows. That's all at prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com/show to find all those details. All right. Coming up, I'll get into this new Save the Net bill that the Republican junior members have brought forward. That's where legislation is supposed to come from, so I think it needs to be supported because we should cause a debate about the bill should be in Congress, not from an executive branch agency. But the Washington Post is attacking it because it doesn't let the feds take over the Internet where they had no jurisdiction before. It just returns it back to the people. doesn't mean I trust the way this bill would be implemented. There needs to be no government involved. Vaccine, not Ebola, made docs sick. That's in a new study, mainstream news. We'll get into that. We're going to get into a new Time magazine poll where Drudge and the Food Babe were far more influential than Obama. Well, Drudge was number one. This is why feds want to take over the Internet. Alternative media pioneer Matt Drudge and health activist Vani Hari, a.k.a. the Food Babe, are far more influential than President Obama, according to Time.com poll. People ask why I wasn't included. I frankly don't care. But I was not included in the big list of names you could choose from. So that's just why. I think it was smart of Time, actually, to pick Drudge and Vani Hari, just to see what folks would say. And Drudge was number one, Vani Hari number two. Alternative media pioneer Matt Drudge and health activist Vani Hari, a.k.a. the Food Babe, are far more influential than President Obama, according to a Time.com poll respondents. The poll appears at the end of an article listing Time's picks for the 30 most influential people on the Internet. And at the time of this writing, Matt Drudge of the Drudge Report commands the lead with 29%, the Food Babe with 27%, and President Obama comes in a distant third with 6%. Yeah, I mean, even 3-4 years ago, the Obama babe quit doing what she was doing because the YouTube videos would get like 2,000 views. I mean, people are sick of it, okay? They're sick of all the polished teleprompter bull. And it just goes through the whole graph. You've got Drudge number one, Vani Hari number two, Barack Obama number three, Taylor Swift number four, Jimmy Fallon number five, Brandon Stanton, whoever that is, number six. And it just goes on from there, from the 30 things that people that Time chose to let folks choose from. And I think if I'd have been included, I'd probably been like number two and then Vani Hari number three. But, I mean, I don't even care if Vani Hari was number one. All I care about is getting the GMO out of our food. It's a victory for all of us. And you see this in so many other metrics. This is why they want to take over the Internet, and that's why they're doing it. I mean, George Soros didn't give $196 million with the government-run Ford Foundation to pass this net neutrality this federal rules power grab out of the FCC because they love Internet freedom. It's because they're coming for Internet freedom, period. And they still won't release the 330-plus pages, will they? Again, freedom is still there, but they've built this whole new tyranny beside it that is now swallowing up, dissolving, like a jellyfish kind of grabs a fish and pulls it up to dissolve it. It's just dissolving down to our skeletal bones what was left of the Republic, and I'm just watching it with horror. And the elite, in their conquering, realize it's so dangerous, they're all running to armored redoubts in Switzerland and Australia and Monte Carlo and the Bahamas to watch the U.S. blow up and melt down from afar. Maybe they'll roast hot dogs in the flames or something. I mean, it's just redonkulous how classical tyranny this is, classical corruption, classical oligarchy degenerating. I mean, quite frankly, we had some corrupt oligarchy that still was narcissistic and wanted to build big public institutions and build big, beautiful art houses and, you know, fund grandiose ideas. It'd still be bad. I would still oppose it as not being freedom-based and picking winners and losers, but I wouldn't be risking my life fighting it. I wouldn't be throwing myself at it with just absolute savage tooth and nail viciousness. Just turning loose every fiber of will I've got to try to come up with a semantical palette to paint the picture that represents reality of the horror to try to get people out of their trance. I mean, this world government is an expression of hatred for humanity and a hatred of goodness. It's just so nasty, so stinking, so crawling directly out of the rotting hole of the carcass that is the mouth of hell. It's like a dead cow blood in the sun with a big hole in the side of it with the maggots pouring out of it. I mean, I hate to be gross like that, but that's what like looking at this is like. Crawling all over us. I could care less about red carpets and big giant jets and all the narcissistic stuff these festooned tyrants and their little outfits prancing around all day to each other. It makes me want to throw up. when I see Michelle Obama or John Boehner, Michael Moore, it's like seeing a maggot spilling out of rotting flesh. It's just, I just recoil from these nasty little wicked scumbags who've joined with the most evil forces on earth to try to overthrow goodness and bring in a new age of darkness. I said I'd go to your calls and I'm ranting. Briefly, briefly, we are a listener-supported transmission. That means spreading the word, supporting our sponsors. I want to thank you all and salute you all for that. Plus, we have really good, high-quality T-shirts, ball caps, long-sleeve shirts that promote Molon Lobby, the Second Amendment. We have a whole Made in America section. We have another less expensive Made in the Third World section. It's up to you to make your choice. All of it gets the word out, and that's what's most important. InfoWarsStore.com, MadeIn1776.com. When you call the toll-free number, you can ask about special discounts, spend time with our great crew operators here in-house, and they can answer all of your questions at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And then after 6 o'clock at night, it goes to the answering service, but I'm just going to phase that out and just go right to our answering machines here, and then our people will call you back in the morning is how that's going to work. Just because it gets, I've had the same answering service, does a great job, takes orders for like 18, 19 years, but at the same time, it just gets confusing our crew versus operators, and so we're just going to take it all in-house now, except for in emergencies, flip it over, or holidays, to the backup number. And that's a directive that I've told folks and I want to see happen. But you can call us here right now at 888-253-3139 and talk to our folks. We have 30% off Super Female Vitality that will end today because I was just told before the show that it's on the verge of selling out. 30% off. The Super Male sold out last weekend. So the Female pretty much has the same effect. It has a few different ingredients. I tend to like the Super Female Vitality more than Super Male, but it's all apples and oranges. It'll be 6 weeks till we get more of the Female, a few weeks till we get more of the Male. You can get a bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Boost when you get two bottles of Survival Shield X2, already discounted. 3 days left on that special or until the Ancient Defense sells out, which it's very close to doing. And, again, I want to thank you all for your support. You make it possible. 10% off with promo code WATER at checkout on all the water filtration systems as well. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And you can find all the great longevity products and get 30% off when you sign up to be a distributor and free shipping when you sign up for auto ship at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. Okay, let's go to the calls. And I think my phone system has been locking up. I see that it isn't giving me the time, or there we go. We'll keep rebooting that. Let's go ahead and go to Jason in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Two quick comments. You mentioned what we should do about the president becoming a dictator. I think Texas is on the right path. We need to a state to secede from the union. And then,
well, I don't mean to brag or to interrupt you, but I got to say it. Texas has got its fair share of problems. But Texas is the only state battling hardcore federally the gun grabbing, the only state battling the hardcore dictator open borders, the only state battling shutting off the power plants in a big way. And Texas is just absolutely about to lead the country. And I'm so proud of our state. And I know the governor from sources is aware of what's going on. So he better watch out because the system hates his guts. I'm telling you, Texas, I'm so proud of Texas. Go ahead.
Yeah, God bless Texas. My son was born there. I'm proud of that for sure. My second comment was, Alex, I've been listening to you for a long time, and I've never been more upset with you than I was when you interviewed Bill Ayers. And the reason is because I felt like you just attacked him immediately. And didn't really give him a fair shot, and sort of just labeled him a commie when he was actually saying that he wasn't a communist, or not outright, but he was sort of. You guys were on the same page, it seemed like. And
but see, that's what communists do. Is in their new phase, they act all friendly and nice and try to get common ground with you. This guy wrote the playbook that Obama is using predominantly, along with a few other people. the guy that wrote Rules for Radical Saul Alinsky and others. And so I knew he was saying, oh, that red star, that's the symbol of Macy's. I'm not a commie, when he is a famous communist. And then, oh, we didn't want to hurt anybody with the bombs. And then I've got clips of him saying we wanted to hurt people. So, I mean, he came off as very slick. I've got a lot of criticism for not being meaner to him. So, listen, I do this 3-4 hours a day. You're right. I probably could have done a better job. The problem is that when you're actually live on air, you don't always, score the perfect touchdown. But I think I exposed him. And then we put the video out later showing him playing ignorant.
I understand. It's just I don't see that. I've listened to the guy for a while, and I've had an impression of him kind of just based on what I heard in the media. And from what I read of him and what I listen to of him, it's totally different than what the media portrays him as. And it seems like they're trying to demonize him and demonize anti-war activism, because that's kind of what he's all about.
Well, here's the deal. A communist like him does not represent an anti-war movement, in my view, and discredits it. So you're absolutely right. He and others were used to discredit the anti-war movement. So what you just picked up on is absolutely true. But, I mean, here's the deal. I've studied Bill Ayers, and the guy is a liar, in my view. But I hear you, man. And I understand that some of the right-wing and people kind of use him as their boogeyman when they're involved in a bunch of bad stuff as well. But I appreciate you putting up with me. God bless you, Jason. Paul, Kevin, Brian, Matthew, how do we stop the government turning into a dictatorship? Well, I think we label it as a dictatorship and decry it. Stay with us.
Harvest Right, the makers of the only in-home freeze dryer, would like to present to you their greenhouses that double as emergency shelters. Their greenhouses simply snap together, no tools needed. As a greenhouse, it will stand for decades. It's incredibly strong, long-lasting, and it can be quickly put up or taken down. It is also ideal when used as an emergency shelter. Learn more about this great greenhouse and the money you can save over the big box store prices at harvestright.com. That's harvestright.com.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Yo!
calls in this segment and the next. Then we have Mr. Steele joining us, Robert David Steele, to cover the waterfront. PiBetaIota.net, BigBatUSA.org, formerly with the Central Intelligence Agency as a case officer. You can break down the Middle East and a lot more. You don't want to miss that. It's always a powerful interview. Right now, let's go to Paul in Indiana. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Hey, I just want to say I've been loving your show here for a couple of years and just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. I mean, just briefly, since you mentioned, I didn't know you were going to bring this up. I mean, an example of what the products have done for you.
Well, we both we do the super male and the super female vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there. Just general improvements all over. Wife's menstrual cycle's been better. You know, just little things like that. Mainly getting off the energy drinks has been our biggest benefit.
Did you feel an immediate effect with the super male, or did it take time?
I think it took a little time for it to get in my system and start working the bad stuff out.
It took a couple of weeks for me as well when I got on it a few years ago before we were even putting on our own variety of it. And that's how you're supposed to feel, or even better, because this is just trying to block all the estrogen mimickers. It's probably not completely successful, but it's a little closer to what we should be feeling like. They want us stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Well, thank you for your support, sir. What specifically did you call in about, Paul?
Well, basically, the whole government, like you said, has become a joke. The presidency definitely has become a joke, and I think we should try to initiate a new way to select the president. And I'm thinking maybe we use Hollywood to hijack government, stay the other way around. And I'm thinking a reality TV show. Let the American people choose the popular president candidate from anyone who wants to try to become president. Put them through a set of tests, let some judges, let the American people vote on
it. If that was open and free, it ended up being somebody like Ron Paul or somebody, because he would always be winning up front in the first primaries, and they would come in and demonize him or start cheating him. But how would you keep, though, the networks from trying to manipulate it?
Well, it wouldn't be easy. It would have to be done by some people that really cared about the outcome. Basically, just put the people up there, anyone that wants to try, put them up there, put them through the test, see how they handle certain situations, let the American people do a popular vote, and then whoever wins, you put them up as an independent party candidate.
Well, we need to open up the system. The two-party dictatorship's a big problem. I've also said, though, we should work within the system and without on every front and try to get libertarian patriots elected to Congress. They're very close to auditing the Fed. They're very close to kicking out Boehner. The globalist main attack pattern is to block a Republican takeover by the patriots. So we need to work on that while promoting third-party candidates, especially at the state level. I totally agree with you. And we should just start doing our own internet reality shows. You never know what's going to end up getting picked up and getting big, to just change the way we see culture. Notice how most of the top shows now are produced by a sponsor. Not just House of Cards, there's a whole bunch of them now that are dominating cable and TV. So first, cable was dominating TV with more choice. Now, internet is dominating cable and broadcast TV because there's more choice. And so don't wait, folks. Just produce it, get it out there, and they will come. It's going to be art. It's going to be making culture to counter globalist culture, that's dead culture, that will bring them down. Great points, Paul. Got me thinking. Brian and others, your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of
Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.